All right. Tommy Edwards is a radio legend, best known for his partnership with Larry Lujek on the air and their beloved animal stories. Tommy put a book out a few years back called I Grew Up Listening to You, and that's totally true. Tommy's headlining an event on Sunday, August 14th, along with their own John Records Landecker, Bob Stroud, and host Wendy Snyder called Rock Radio Revisited, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and your Chevy dealers. They'll be talking rock and roll, the legendary stories about the DJs behind the scenes, the gimmicks, and plenty of stories that made that golden age of rock radio in the 60s and 70s so memorable. Be at the Des Plaines Theater again Sunday, August 14th. Get tickets at museum.tv, and joining us tonight to talk about it is Little Snot-Nosed Tommy. Tommy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Dave. Nice to be with you.
So glad you're taking some time for us. And it is true. We did grow up listening to all you guys. You were what? Growing up in Chicago, driving in the car, listening to the radio in historic era. That's what it was all about.
So many people have said that. I mean, that's why I entitled the book that, because even on a couple of interviews when I was talking to someone, the interviewer would say, you know, it's true. I actually did grow up listening to you. And I just start laughing. I think, and I've just heard that so many times.
Who did you grow up listening to, Tommy?
I grew up in Kansas, and I grew up listening to WLS and WGN down in Kansas. I listened to Wolfman Jack from XCRF in Mexico. I listened to KAY in Little Rock. I listened to Coma in Oklahoma City. I mean, I was a radio geek, and I wanted to be in the business so bad that I just went up and down the dial listening to everything, just dreaming about being on the radio someday.
I love that. And it all started with a vacuum hose as your microphone and a trusty record player, right?
That's right. Down in the basement, that hose was my microphone. And I put one end over by the furnace, and I told my mom, now I'm using that as the transmitter. And so then I would go on and read stories from the newspaper and play a lot of records, Elvis records and all. And then I'd run upstairs and say, how does it sound? My mom would say, oh, it sounds great. And I'm thinking, she can't hear anything.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You also listened to a guy on the air, a DJ, with the last name of Curtis.
Tony Curtis, spelled with a K. It's Tony Curtis, spelled with a K. A K, if we may. K for Curtis and Curtis for K-Top. He was my favorite disc jockey in Topeka, Kansas, and he was on KTOP. And he was also going to law school, and at the time at Washburn University, eventually got his law degree and then went into broadcasting using his real name, Bill Curtis.
That's so wild. I love that. I love that. All 250 watts of KTOP at the time, right?
you could just barely hear us over the grain elevator.
That's awesome. But, you know, AM, it was where the music was. I mean, you know, FM was out there, but not everyone had access. And you had a great little story, especially to this fellow broadcaster, is that you promoted the FM on the AM. You had two mics, and you were kind of doing a juggling act of songs and intros and outs on two stations at the same time.
Yeah, we called it Stereo House, and we ran it on Sunday evenings because you're right. People had AM radios. Some people went out and bought FM radios. They were never together back in those days. Right. And so we said, okay, what you do is you put the FM radio on one side of the room, the AM radio on the other, and then just sit back and listen to stereo music. Well, we had stereo records with stereo needles, and we sent the one channel out on AM and the other channel out on FM. So
that's awesome.
People were hearing stereo.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. I remember driving, having a Ford Pinto was my used car, first car. It only had an AM radio in it, and you had to buy an FM adapter, or if you had an 8-track player, you could buy a cassette adapter at the time for those cars. So they were coming up with stuff along the way. But I mean, really, for a kid growing up in the late 70s, I was listening to AM radio, and I was listening to you and Larry and Fred Winston and Landecker do their thing.
You know, listening to the music on FM is really spectacular because it's static free and it's stereo and all that. But I'll tell you something, there's nothing that compares to listening to rock and roll music on an AM radio station with a lot of power and, you know, and having the chief engineer soup it up a little bit so it really just blasts out of the radio.
Yep, that's the way to go, no question. We're talking to Chicago radio legend Tommy Edwards. The event is Rock Radio Revisited, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and your Chevy dealers at the Des Plaines Theater with Tommy, John Landecker, Bob Stroud, hosted by Wendy Snyder. Tickets are at museum.tv, and there's more after we take a peek at your traffic. All right, Tommy, doesn't that make you smile just hearing that?
Oh, I tell you something. That man could make me laugh so much. I mean, on the air, of course. On the telephone, of course. Yeah. And just when we were hanging out together, he would say something so ridiculous or whatever, but it was so funny, I'd always start laughing.
And everybody else would start laughing, too. We're talking to Chicago radio legend Tommy Edwards here on 720 WGN. Just touching upon some of the stories that you're going to hear in August at this Rock Radio Revisited event. June of 72, you made a life-changing decision and came to what was the Rock of Chicago.
That's right, yeah. I was working in New York City. I had just gotten out of the Navy in 1969. I was stationed in the Pentagon and working at a radio station in D.C. at night. And then New York called and asked me to come up and work on weekends. And then I went full time when I got out of the service. And then in June of 72, it was time for a lot of us at the radio station I was working for, WOR-FM, to move out because the big AM station, WABC, was starting to feel the effects on their ratings. We were getting into their ratings, and it was time for them to clean shop. So they got me going to Chicago. They got a couple of other guys, one other guy going to Chicago and working at WLS-FM, and then another guy in Miami, another guy out to Los Angeles. And pretty soon that radio station that we were at just didn't have anybody around anymore. Wow. And weren't the same people that built it. And I learned then that an FM station can really affect an AM station in music and personality if the AM station allows it. So it's important the AM station cannot allow it.
Interesting. But I mean, when you were there, I mean, you weren't, of course, just behind the mic. You were behind the scenes and you were making some of the biggest changes. And then one of the things you learned when you were in New York is that, you know, the station did play more than rock. And it did back in the 70s as well. I mean, you were playing some Motown. You were just playing some other things. And music radio just seemed like it was the right way to go.
Right. We wanted to play what the people wanted to hear, but I also wanted the DJs that they wanted to hear. And if they were over on FM, I went and got them and brought them on AM. Guys like Bob Surratt, like Yvonne Daniels, like Steve King, brought them all over to the AM band. And boy, I tell you, I was very proud of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you honestly built a very, very legendary time in music radio in this city and beyond. I think I told you this off air because we've been talking a lot, is that I interview whoever has grown up in Indiana, Michigan, or somewhere in the area. They just said, you know, hey, is Tommy Edwards and Larry Lujek and John Rutgers Land and Surratt on the air? Yeah, some of them are still here, and that's what they grew up listening to. I mean, the 50,000 watts of these AM radio stations here in Chicago, went a long way.
And they sure did. And you know something that I remembered today? We had people down in the South at small town high schools send us pictures of the senior class and ask us to pick their king and queen for homecoming.
That's awesome. That's great. And animal stories. You know, it's funny, like when I was going to high school and there was no bus service to the high school, my dad would drive me and, you know, he'd have GN on, and that's what he listened to. It was his demo. And then I'd ask, hey, can I turn on, you know, Larry Lujek and Uncle Tommy? And he'd say yes. And we'd do it for a little while, and I'd be laughing my ass off, of course, listening to it. And then we'd go right back to Wally, right after that, or Uncle Bobby or whoever it was. But listen to those animal stories. I mean, it was, you know, you were working for what was the Prairie Farmer station. It was the Barn Dance, the Ag Reports, very much like we were doing here too. But those were appointment listening, to the point where you aired them in the morning and then they were repeated at some point at the end of the day as well for the afternoon drive.
Yeah, when I was doing afternoon drive, I would come in around noon or so, and Larry and I'd record the next day's animal stories, and he would play it originally in the morning and then I'd play it in the afternoon. But before that when I was doing the midday show, it would play primarily at 9:45 live, and then the rerun would run at 6:45 the next business day, a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Those are just some of the few of the stories that Tommy Landecker-Stroud will be talking about on stage at this Rock Radio event. And it's so true that so many grew up listening to you and Lujek and Landecker and Fred Winston and Stroud. And Stroud, a little different generation, came to the market late 70s and really made his rock and roll roots all about that era of the 60s and 70s. But this is going to be a really great conversation among friends on stage.
Well, I think the world of Bob and Decker. Decker and I have been friends forever. And I just I was talking to somebody today who said John Leindecker has said publicly one of the reasons why we think we were so successful is we were a very close-knit group. We were always there to help the other guy.
That's a big part of it, and no question at this radio station as well. But that was a legendary time in radio. And, you know, I told you, I've got a stack of silver dollar surveys and record charts and so forth that I collected over the years, because it takes me back to growing up here in the city and listening to great music and the best guys behind the mic here in Chicago.
Well, that's great. I tell you something. I hope that people understand that you're going to hear a lot of funny stories that were going on off the air. I mean, we were doing... this was the most creative environment I think I've ever been in my life, because something was happening almost every day. Somebody had a new idea for something. And so I think we'll get into it on the 14th of August.
No question. And it all benefits the Museum of Broadcast Communications and the Radio Hall of Fame. Tommy's headlining this event on Sunday, August 14th, along with our own John Records Landecker, Bob Stroud, host Wendy Snyder. You know, Wendy's got her chops in rock and roll, too. She was doing the Loop in the 80s. And that's kind of who I keep telling her. That's who I grew up listening to. And she's like, shut up. We're a couple years apart. So it's Rock Radio Revisited, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and your Chevy dealers. They'll be talking rock and roll, legendary stories, that golden age of 60s and 70s rock radio. Will be at the Desplaines Theater again Sunday, August 14th. For tickets for Rock Radio Revisited, you can get them at museum.tv. Tommy, always a pleasure. I so appreciate you doing this. I'm sure we'll talk again, and I look forward to seeing you in just about a month.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it big time.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.